Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
That's why I wanna do right by you. I'm the lawyer, you the case, you know I'll fight for you. Skipping coast to coast, wanna spend the rest of my life with you. Ooh, girl, you look so good, yeah. Make me wanna drop the top on the coupe, yeah. Blowing through red lights, ain't no stopping, yeah. Wanna leave, that ain't no option. This wasn't the plan, I never meant to fall in love with you. You stay with me, even after all the stuff I put you through. They can send shots all they want, to spine is bulletproof. If you die right now, I'm sorry, I gotta die with you. She wanna argue, I just shut up, I ain't that type of dude. I got a leader by example, don't wanna fight with you. The prophet told me I take my shot just like a sniper do. I'm a OG, baby, got stripes just like a tiger do. Throw some diamonds on it, throw a little bit design on it. All her friends are Malachi's, why they be hating on us? We got G's, baby, real talk, that's all we need.
All we need is you, girl.
Tell me what you wanna do with your life, it's all on me.
It's all on me, yeah.
Heart scarred, it got cut up at a young age. If I was the patient, you the doctor, I need some band-aids. I never forget about them old days. I cannot go back to my old ways. I'll die for you, go on a run and hide with you. I know I did you wrong, that's why I wanna do right by you. I'm the lawyer, you the case, you know I'll fight for you. Skipping coast to coast, wanna spend the rest of my life with you. Ooh, girl, you look so good, yeah. Make me wanna drop the top on the coupe, yeah. Blowing through red lights, ain't no stopping, yeah. Wanna leave, that ain't no option. Remember them dark days, I was praying for it to go away. I just talk to God, he there even when I fall away. Lil' shawty, don't you go nowhere, I love your love. And it ain't just about having sex, because I love your hood. Never cut ties with you on a whole nother level, let's sit on the roof. 24 hours, she always come rap with me when I go tear up the booth. I got a lot of pain stuck in my heart, but I still walk around like a school. I see a lot of stars up in the sky. If you think I'm not one, you a fool. Chanel, Givenchy in the closet. Top shot, I be hanging with the bosses. I swear I thank God for them losses. Sacrifice, baby, yeah, it's gon' cost you. I just want me and you, baby, I swear I don't care about what they be talking. Billy Amlo hanging off the hood. Me and you together, we a flawless. No 9 to 5, no more, little shorty, I'm about to fire you. You a businesswoman, I hope that I inspire you. Wanna live the rest of my life with you, yeah. You know I die for you, yeah. I'll die for you, go on a run and hide with you. I know I did you wrong, that's why I wanna do right by you. I'm the lawyer, you the case, you know I'll fight for you. Skipping coast to coast, wanna spend the rest of my life with you. Ooh, girl, you look so good, yeah. Make me wanna drop the top on the coupe, yeah. Blowing through red lights, ain't no stopping, yeah. Wanna leave, that ain't no option.
Hello, and my name is Teresa Velasquez, Dr. Teresa Velasquez. And I'm host of the Pageant Reporter Hollywood Connections, and we have our guests, VIP guests. We have Dr. Leslie Duffy. We have, hi. It's been a while.
Hello.
I haven't seen you in a while. And we have Mikhail Lexing of Groove Lab Productions. We also have another VIP guest. Could you tell us your name?
Yes, my name is
from Groove Lab Cross West Coast.
Yes, ma'am.
Cross?
I'm Mikhail's cousin.
And you're a guest of Mikhail? You're the cousin, you said?
Yes. Yeah, cousin. Yeah.
Are you cousin?
Oh. Yes,
okay, so
yeah, we're partners, music partners.
Oh, so you're partners with the Groove Lab?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Crossboy, is that what they call you? Chris? Crossfade?
Crossfade, like the crossfader
on
the mixer.
I see your name on there. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you're partners with Mikhail. Okay. So,
yes, just to respond on that, we just started Groove Lab the West Coast, so we're going to be featuring artists from the West Coast. Anything out west, he's the man for it as far as the productions.
Awesome. Okay, so and then we have PJT Productions with Pamela. And how you doing, Pamela?
Good. How are you, Teresa?
Good.
Hi, Savannah.
Are you outside?
Yeah. Too noisy inside.
Okay. All righty. So let's go ahead and start with Mikhail Lexi. He has a very impressive background. And could you, Dr. Leslie Duffy wanted to ask me some questions today.
Yeah.
Leslie, could you start?
It's an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
What your creative process is like?
Well, over the years, it's changed. Right now, I write with a lot of emotion. And saying that is an understatement now. The project that we have coming out, it's coming out in the fourth quarter, so it'll be in September sometime. It's The Last Kiss by a kid, Zafrio. So that process was pretty much about writing a letter I wrote to my ex-wife. So pretty much the whole project is the letter that I wrote her, and she never got it, but she listened to a few of the songs, so she understood where I was coming from, because we didn't have closure with our marriage. So that project for me, emotionally writing, that was my closure. And now life goes on.
God bless you.
But as far as me and music, that is a different story. I live, eat, sleep, and my cousin can tell you the same thing. It's just in my blood, dealing with music because of my grandfather.
Yes.
It might be 3, 4, or 5 o'clock in the morning. I will wake up, and next thing you know, I'm on my keyboard tinkling something, and then 5 hours later, it's done. but it's different steps. My writing step is different. It's more emotional than my music step, because I love music, and it's all genre. It's just not rap.
Okay, so what's the next question? We have
another
question.
Yeah. Who would you like to collaborate with the most?
Everybody would think that I would say my grandfather. They would think Booker T. Yeah, but actually, I worked with one of the Shirley King. I got a chance to work with her, and I've met BB a few times. But actually, it's Michael Reznor, and it sounds crazy, but I am a big rocker, and I love Nine Inch Nails. And I pray to God one day I get a chance to work with him on a rock project.
That's awesome.
Well, also my cousin. I can't leave him out. But we're doing stuff together now. That's more than a dream.
all the time.
Right.
He's all the time.
And he'll tell you how fanatic I am about the music, because I call him 3, 4 in the morning, which is y'all delayed. And I'm like, hey, check out this track. I'm about to send it to you. Tell me what you think. And his thing is, why are you sending it to me? You already know that it's good. Right. But that's our goal now. We want, even at my older age, I want to give these kids the opportunity to put out some good music, better than 99% of the stuff that we're putting on the airwaves now.
That's amazing. Such a talented family.
Oh, that's an understatement. And it's on the great thing is on both sides of my family. I know you got we all laugh at that because we feel like we haven't arrived yet. As far as the you know the us youngins as my cousins would say. But I'm really this next year, this next project, next few projects we're working on is I'm gonna wipe the smug off their face with it. But we have a musical family and it's always competition. And it's great competition because the music is getting better and better. And especially we my cousin, myself, we're gonna have a special project working with Percy Sledge Jr. And that's we're in the works trying to get that worked out right now.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's yeah, it's family, but it's family that we love, and that music is our competition. It's not football, basketball, it's music.
That's amazing. Right, music right from the heart.
Yes, yes. And it goes along with the other stuff we're doing. Because a few years back, once I retired from the police department, I actually went to film school. So that opened up, it's opened up a few doors because I wrote a book that my mom finally decided that she's going to read it. I cannot, you know, I can't release it until my mom gives me the stamp on it because it's some truly personal stuff. And, you know, when I told her I was writing it, she kind of discouraged me because she was like, our family business is our family business. But I was like, if I write this book, it might help somebody else the struggle. And I can't go into too many details about it, but it's dealing with two police officers in the household, and it's turbulent and it's crazy. It was so crazy that I told myself I'd never be a police, and guess what I did? Became a police officer. And but the music has always been there, and I can tell you all some crazy stories about being a police officer in the studio, especially Chicagoland studios. There's some crazy stuff that goes on in the studio. And I always pray, I hope to God that nobody just say, hey, this dude is a police officer, because it would have been bad for me. And that's the music game, though. And I'm proud to say that I am now, because most of the time, I would never tell anybody. It's more about the music. And plus, today's society, a lot of people don't like what I did in the past. And even though music was always part of my life, that's why I'm here today, because of music. Because music has been my stress relief. It's been my girlfriend. It's been everything to me. And saying that is an understatement. I know my cousin.
That would be fun to go to your studio and.
Y'all are welcome anytime.
Can
I have a home.
Me?
Yes. Y'all are welcome anytime.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we're planning. We're in a pre-plan. Yeah, we're pretty planning an event in Indianapolis. It's going to be in September. It's going to be myself, PJ Key Music. It's going to be Rock Productions out of Chicago. That's one of my mentors. He produced Maya, Do or Die, all these that came out of Chicago. Shogun also. He actually produced Rick James. So those two guys are my music mentors, me being younger. Now it feels so good that I can pick up the phone and call them. They was like, why are you calling us for? You already know. But it's we're playing in September, and you all are more than welcome to come out. I will fly everybody out. It'll be on me. I will put everybody up. Just come experience, you know, some of the younger acts that we have. No, I'm being serious.
Yes. Yeah, we'll take James too.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it is, when you come, I want y'all to feature two artists. Yeah, so man, bring the husbands. I don't care. Yeah, you know, it's music, it's love.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah. And plus, I can show you all around my old but new city because I lived here back in the day. Now I'm back in Indianapolis. And I love Indianapolis. It's a lot slower than Chicago. It's country slow. That's what they say compared to Chicago. And I wanted my cousin to just to talk about a little bit also about what we got going on on the West Coast.
Now, Groove, Could you tell us a little bit about
The Groove Lab? Yeah.
Right. Projects. Some projects that you might have.
Our next release is going to be in September. It's going to be in the third quarter. It's The Last Kiss by Kid DeFrio. We already released, and that was the end of 2022, MJ For Real, Choices. And that's a must listen to if you're a real hip-hop fan. It's on all streaming platforms. MJ For Real, Choices.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Crossfade, we all had a part of that process, and that's one that I'm really proud of. I'm super proud of Kid's project. And we're working on Miss Savannah. We're working on that project also, and that's myself, Legion Wolf, Crossfade, and Pamela with PJT Music. So that's going to be a joint effort with our project, and it's going to be released under both labels, the Groove Lab and PJT. But I can let my cousin talk to you all a little bit more about what he has going on out west, because he has some different stuff that I love that I'm blessed to be a part of.
Yes. It's just an honor to be here. You know, I was just trying to hold back the tears because I never knew anyone on my father's side. And his grandfather is my uncle, and Mikhail's my first cousin. And so my dad was his grandfather's brother. And we all have the same grandmother. And so it's like, I've always wondered, you know, where I would get my talent from, and it's just, it comes natural. I just hear sounds in my head, and I just, bam, I do it. And him and I, both of us are Geminis, and so we're very articulate and very, detailed with what we do. And out here in the West Coast, it's just a phenomenal thing going on here. You know, I'm with Eazy-E's of Ruthless Records protege, BG Knockout, and his cousin. There's a lot of them, and like Pac Heat is his brother. I'm gonna produce a few things, Mikhail and I, on the West Coast for them, and we're gonna probably bring Pac Heat over to the label and BG Knockout over to the label, you know, share some collabs, and also with CJ Mack, his cousin of the Mad Circle, that's with Ice Cube. And so, you know, we're doing a whole lot of stuff, and I'm actually gonna be at the Park and Recreations, like taking that over. I'm gonna be I got just so much stuff for like venues, which I'm going to try to get like live bands like Journey, Rush, people like that out here, because I listen to all kinds of genres of music. And, I'm very well-rounded and well-polished. I even listen to classical, So, I just love music and never know what's going to pop up, out of my head. And so I just, having my cousin, though, man, he never ceased to amaze me because he's so phenomenal, man. I mean, he just, whatever he says, he does it. Bam, bam, bam. And he, hey. But it's a joint effort, though. And so we have a lot of things coming out. I've got five tracks I've got to produce for Pac Heat. You know, he's from Compton, and it's mostly Compton West Coast rappers. And so it's just so big, it's so phenomenal, You just gotta wait, I can't, I'm so excited, I can't even get it out.
but I have to say one thing, and I should have started out like this. I want to see send prayers to my for my dad and strength for my mom, because he's in hospice right now. So today I'm really coming with a heavy heart. But at the same time, I know here soon it's gonna be a celebration of his life. And without him, it wouldn't be me. I can talk about that, my days, cause he was the one that encouraged me, ever since I was 8 years old. He wanted me to be classically trained piano. And, he did it every until I was 17, until I left the home. I had to take piano lessons up until that time, even though he bought me those Technique 1200s and I started DJing. But no matter what, he told me I cannot stop until I leave his house. And also, I got to thank one other person too. She's my best friend. And if it wasn't for her, I actually wouldn't even be here talking to you all, because I was going to move back to Illinois. And she inspired me to come back to Indianapolis. And when I came back, I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take on another project. And here we are now. And now I know we have like four other projects in the works now, because of, you know, just one thing that she did. Now I'm back, and more than back. So because I'm back, that means my cousin is back, and a few other producers that we're working with, especially out of Chicago. We're all back in the game again, and we're ready to put our stamp on things, especially myself, Crossfade, and Shogun. We have some great projects coming out, and it's just not, I'm sitting behind a keyboard and a computer at my home. We're actually going to do some live music, especially with Savannah. She's going to have a few live band songs.
Sounds like you have a lot of good stuff going on. I definitely want to be part of that. And yeah, if you can fly us over there.
That is going to happen. That's most definitely going to happen, because we want to showcase new acts. And like I tell you, we can't do this without you.
I love to sing. I love to perform as well. You heard me on the
yes.
The video I sent you, yeah.
Yes, and I'm
so talking about a Spanish salad or something to
yes.
send me yes. to sing. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, I can speak all bilingual. So I speak Spanish as well, so it'd be easy for me to sing that. But of course, we'd have to get together and figure that out.
Yes. And that won't be a problem. Like I say, I'm dealing with a family situation right now. And after a celebration, then I'm more than definitely going to be ready to travel and do music, because it was a promise. It was a promise that I made to him. And he actually got a chance to hear the stuff from Kid and a few other songs that I produced, and it's one song in particular that he helped me with, and that's the song that we're gonna play tonight. So take my hand. It was a track.
Which is that? Which is that one?
Take my hand. But by MJ for real.
Can you play that, Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, could you play that if you're hearing us?
We don't have time. We got less than a minute.
Okay. Go ahead and play some of it.
To see